Hello, hello, and happy, beautiful, stunning Wednesday in North Idaho. It just could not be a more perfect October day, fall day for all of us to enjoy. So I'm very excited today. I have a guest with me, probably one of my favorite humans in Sandpoint. Oh, I have a lot of them, but this is definitely among the top because I love what she's bringing to town. I am Lindy, and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And what I like to try to do is talk to people who pursue passion and purpose, and they learn things through their own journey and their own adversity, and they bring it to us. So I get the pleasure of introducing Laura Clemens today. She's with Tendrils Apothecary, one of my favorite little spots in town. And it is an incredible apothecary, and it's got all kinds of different healing modalities. And as I have journeyed through my journey with multiple sclerosis and autoimmune, it has been pivotal to not only combine Western thinking, but also to wrap in some of this, the natural healing, the energetics, and even the plant medicine, which is the herbs and so forth. So welcome, Laura. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Lindy.
Maybe you could share with the listeners of North Idaho and our Tendrils and Let Your Color Out communities what your background is and what got you into herbal medicine, and tell us a little bit about Tendrils in your words.
Yeah, thank you. So really, and kind of like a lot of most healers or people who have become healers, my journey started out because I have celiac. And at a time when not a lot of people really knew about it, so I was very young.
How many
I was about 17 years old. I'm 47 now.
Okay, so you've had it for 30
years.
Yes, years. Yeah, before it was
before it was even a thing, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, at that time, because they didn't know, they said, oh, it's anxiety. Oh, she's bulimic. Oh, and mm-hmm. all. So they were trying to also to kind of say.
To label it with a common.
Right, a common.
Diagnosis.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so my mom had suggested that I drink a basil tea. And it was the first time that after I had an attack that my stomach started to relax and feel calmer. So it wasn't just about drinking the tea. It was about smelling it as well. And that's
engaging all of the senses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what really started me on this. I can do something about it. I felt so helpless before that. And then she gave me that, and it just gave me the green light to go, to mm-hmm. find things. Mm-hmm. So my cousin, who is a Zen Buddhist monk, he had just stepped into the herbal realm and really kind of moved into that place of natural healing. He brought me to Chinatown in Philadelphia, and they were not seeing Americans at the time. So we had to go to several different places until someone finally did see me. And that is where I started my initial study, and I studied in Chinese medicine after that for quite a few years, and then moved into Western medicine or Western herbal medicine. After that, I moved to Colorado. I studied in Pennsylvania for several years and then moved to Colorado to go to the Rocky Mountain Center for Botanical Studies. And I was there for 3 years and did the program there. And from there, just doing apprenticeships and studying continuously, I still am doing different studies, taking different classes.
Always,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's mm-hmm. it's incredible. And then Tendrils, again, if nobody in North Idaho has had a chance to go in there, it's very worthwhile going in, not only offering the apothecary plus Laura's incredible wisdom, but actual healing, hyperbaric chamber, float tank.
Salt room, so the salt cave, halotherapy, PEMF therapy, shockwave, biomat. So we have several different modalities that help a lot with what people call it biohacking, right? And that's actual technology that mimics nature.
You know, I'm going to have you expand on that. Biohacking, that's tell us what that means. I mean, I hear that all the time, mm-hmm. and I think I know, but I'd love you to tell our listeners.
Yeah. So really it means that you're using or utilizing modern technology to mimic nature in order to heal. And so some biotechnology is, say, the float tank. So you're floating completely sensory deprivation. It is in a magnesium bath. You're buoyant in about 12,000 pounds of magnesium salt. So you're really giving your entire skeletal system and your nervous system a complete break. At that time, you are in this resting position. At about 20 minutes, you rehydrate and you start to absorb magnesium into your bloodstream, into your muscles. So there's no, it bypasses digestion. Your body doesn't have to do anything except just lie there and absorb. Well, magnesium plays such a huge role in so many processes in the body, and we are always magnesium deficient.
Well, it's probably, if anybody goes to get a supplement, magnesium is one of the first ones they throw at it. So this is a topical way to take it in through your skin.
That's
to
right.
To get just an influx.
Right. It's one of the safest ways you can actually take it in. And so not only it actually not just does that, then because of that, it puts you in a relaxed state. It resets your nervous system. It brings you to a peaceful place. So a lot of people who have
MS.
Yes,
MS. It is. I have done it, and it is phenomenal for any kind of nervous disorder.
Yes, nervous disorder, musculoskeletal pain.
Anxiety. Thinking just anxiety.
Anxiety, just even in general. PTSD. Like, we have a lot of people that come in that do have those types of issues going on and utilize the float room as a reset for themselves. It's pretty amazing to see someone come out and they're just, they come out floating.
Right. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's phenomenal because, it gives us a tactile way to, slow down and stop and let the body really receive both the magnesium, which is an incredible compound.
Like what?
To come
mineral.
Into the body.
Yes, mineral.
See, that's why you're the herbalist. I'm just the radio host.
No.
but it gives you that opportunity, but it really does force you to just to slow down and breathe and to focus on your breath and to kind of get lost and just this float. And it's very safe.
Yes. And how often do we get to be completely dark? No sound, no light, just laying there.
No phone.
No, that's right. No, nothing. I mean, it's so rare. It's so rare. So it really forces you into a relaxed state. And several people, it's hard for them to relax.
Well, it's not my easiest.
Right.
I'm just saying. No wonder I got the MS. Right? Energetically, it's the perfect disease for me. It's kind of forced me to explore that quiet space.
Yeah, how to relax. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so Tendrils has that and a float tank and all of these different things. But my favorite thing I think about Tendrils is that, and you, what you offer is it empowers you in your health. You're not just plugging into a doctor and saying, here, help me, which I did for the first probably 5-10 years of my disease. I said, here, yeah, I'll take this. Yes, I'll take that. You know, yeah, anxiety for this, baclofen for leg spasticity, this sorts of things. But it's so important to be empowered in your own health. And that's something that I think your brilliant building and all that you've brought to Sandpoint.
Thank you. I really want people to be involved, to be educated, and to make decisions about their health, not just for their health, but to be involved in the decision making. And so when people come in, we ask them questions. We involve them in the formula making. We have them look around. We have them smell the plant. Does that plant smell good to you? You know, a lot of times a plant will smell delicious and your body really craves it. It wants it. It may not taste that great when you actually get it in, but your body is craving whatever it is that's in there. And we really want people to trust their intuition, to trust that they have power, that they have knowledge, innate knowledge inside of them, and we engage that. So yes, we use our brains. Yes, we have the science side of it, of course, and that's what the clinicians are there for, to really help say, yes, we should take this, or no, we shouldn't, and some people don't want to be involved, and they say, please just help.
Right.
Just
which
help
is also
me.
Fine.
Yes.
But even there, you're still empowering them in like really taking time, learning about what they have, what their side effects are, what's happening in their body to address it.
That's right.
On different levels.
We are always looking at the person, not the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge in holistic medicine. That is one of the main real definitions of holistic medicine. You're looking at the whole person and their vitality. You're not just looking at, I have MS.
Right.
Or I have celiac. Mm-hmm. You need to look at who I am, what I do, how I interact in the world, what my mental state is, what my emotional state is, what my family life is. And that's what we don't ask all those questions in person at the register, right? But right. We really do look at who that person is in front of us and try to address as deeply as we can. And if we need to go deeper, then we recommend a more personal consult.
I love that. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I think actually we will dive into a little bit of the immune system and how right now people, I mean, as we amp up, COVID starts to come back, all of those flus, vaccines, everything is out there. Just what are some of the things that we can do holistically to support our health? And I just wanted to say thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. And I'm so appreciative for you to join me today. And we'll have a great show. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Nova from Ivano's. Whether you're expecting company or just want to relax at home, Ivano's has dinner covered with lasagnas and pastas to go. Lasagna bolognese, vegetarian, and gluten-free options as well. Pick up hot and ready to eat or take and bake at home. Order 24 hours in advance to assure items are available. 208-263-0211 or check out our menu on our website, ivanoscatering.com. We are located in the Pondre Event Center behind Sandpoint Furniture. Ivano's Catering, same beloved recipes, a Sandpoint tradition for 37 years.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates. Qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $3,200 in federal tax credits. Call AGE Heating and Cooling, 208-603-2210, or visit online, ageheatingandcooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ID, HVAC contractor 059041.
Are you looking for a deal on a new side-by-side? Factory rebates are back at Northern Idaho Power Sports. Get $1,000 rebates on the 2022 CF Moto 800 Trails and $2,500 rebates on 2022 Yamaha Wolverine and R-Maxes. Our team scoured the region to collect the units with awesome rebates so we could pass them on to you. Quantities are limited, so come claim your factory rebate while you can. Your full-line Yamaha CF Moto and Bobcat dealer, just 2 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Get Ahead at Work.
It's simple. Just ask for a meeting with your supervisor. While you're discussing the latest sales reports, just slip into the conversation that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Whoa! The business savvy you showed saving hundreds of dollars on home insurance will have you running seminars on saving money in no time.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We are talking today with Laura Clements, if you've just joined us, from Tendril Apothecary. And we just explored all the wonderful things that their facility on Cedar Street offers, but also just her background and how she got into herbal medicine. And again, my name is Lindy Lewis, and I like to talk to people who have explored passion and purpose and especially love to help people empower themselves in their health and healing journey. So again, thank you for joining me. And I think we'll just carry on the conversation. We were having a great conversation offline or off air. And we were talking just about holy basil is what made me think of it. Yeah. We were talking about relaxing the system from the tea side of things. And the holy basil, she was just saying, it's just as simple as a tea is something you can do to relax the system.
Yes. To relax the nervous system, to help with digestion, to help, soothe the heart rate. So, you know, like when people are, say they're a little bit anemic, like especially women tend to be a little bit anemic and their heart races. Their heart could be racing because they are nervous or also because they are anemic. And so that it's trying to get the blood around the body quicker. And so holy basil can really help with relaxing the heart rate, relaxing the nervous system, relaxing digestion, right? So it's used traditionally with many different systems or within systems within the body. And so, and we were talking about that's considered an adaptogen. So adaptogens, right, they help the body to adapt to stress. And so we look at herbs that work in multiple systems in the body. And then we were saying too that yes, herbs don't just work in one way, like chamomile is an anti-inflammatory, right, in the digestion, but also people use it topically, anti-inflammatory in other places in the body. So chamomile is a bitter, so it works on increasing the efficacy of digestion, helping your body to digest food. It works on the nervous system. It's very relaxing. So herbs work in multiple ways in the body, but adaptogens, you can really see a difference to where if the body is super stressed from everyday living, from HPA access dysregulation, where we are having a reaction to the perceived bear all the time, that our body just is always in fight or flight. So adaptogens, most adaptogens help bring the body back into balance through regulating the nervous system.
And it's great explanation for all of us out there who are just learning these. And that's the thing that I think is so interesting, is that there are so many different ways this can be taken in a tincture form. And this is just, we just picked one herb, for example, because we were talking about the float tank and how the float tank could start to relax. Plus you were diagnosed and basil was your first sort of awareness that something can help your body besides just, you know, listening to someone else and trusting your intuition. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting how you can take it through a tincture. How else might you take
like holy basil?
Let's just use that.
Yeah, like
herb.
A
They're
tea.
All a little different, but
right. Like you could powder it and then put it in a capsule. But I think that tea, like if you want that really relaxing feeling, right, to happen, then drinking it as a tea in the evening, you want to definitely drink tea if you're going to use it to sleep, like an hour or so before bed, so you don't have to get up to pee.
Right. Smart.
Because that can...
That interrupts your
rhythm, right. Yeah. So, but tincture, if you wanted it to help with more of an adaptogenic and bringing you back into balance, tincture, you could use that throughout the day.
Okay.
And that would help with digestion, help with the heart.
Is that a little more intense, would you say? A tincture, is that a little more powerful?
It's considered, it's considered to be more concentrated.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if people are out there, like, what is even a tincture? I mean, it's a...
Right, so a tincture is an herbal extract. And so alcohol extracts the constituents or the medicinal properties out of the plant into the alcohol itself. And then you just take that by the drop. So, and on average, you do 40 drops at a time. So if you look at the bottle, the back of a bottle of a tincture, and it'll say directions, one dropper full three times a day. That's on average what you do. You're doing it like that to keep it in your system throughout the day. So you're always having a reaction, right? So your body is always going to have a reaction to anything that it puts into it. So if with tincture, with using the alcohol, you also want to consider that some people can't do alcohol or they don't like it, but they still want that extract, that strength of the extract. So you can...
The medicine from a plant.
Yes. So you can boil out the alcohol out of the tincture. You can put it in water.
A cider. apple cider vinegar.
That's right. You can make it. Yeah, you can make an oxymel.
You can make an oxymel. or you can tincture it with
glycerin. And yeah, you can do glycerin. You can warm the plant in glycerin and pull it out. Now, not all plants are created equal in that everything doesn't, you know, isn't water, alcohol, fat soluble.
That's where we need an herbalist.
Right. Yes. And just doing a little bit of research, yeah. You know, like everyone can make good medicine. And I highly recommend just testing and tasting and trying. Mm-hmm. But as you start to study the plants and the different constituents and if it's water or fat soluble, then you make better medicine.
It's better. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. As people, well, maybe before we leave that, but tell people again, listening, they're just joining. So there's an oxymel. I don't know. That's not a common word maybe to most. So what is an oxymel? Go ahead and expand on the different. So we've got the tincture, we've got the teas, we've got an oxymel.
And that is vinegar, and honey.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
mixed with the plant material,
infused. Now, some people only infuse the vinegar and then add honey, but we're actually going to do a class.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's a fire cider class, and that's a better medicine making class that we're going to do an infusion of the vinegar, and we're going to infuse the same herbs in the honey and then mix the two.
Ooh.
So it'll
there
be
you go.
Double the potency.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have experience. So I'm a young aspiring apprentice, herbal apprentice. And, I've experienced just combining the two in the oxymel and the honey. So that's actually getting the saturation in both materials and then combining them. That's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we've teased that. And glycerin, tell us a bit about glycerin.
So it's basically like the sugar from a vegetable or a plant. It used to be made from trees, and now it is more different. Just plant materials, but it's a sugar that comes out of it, and it's very sweet, and it is a liquid.
So it's maybe a sweeter thick way to take the medicine if you can't do bitters.
If you can't do the alcohol.
Alcohol or the bitter.
Right. Yeah. And yes, and you can add glycerin to, that's a common use, is to add glycerin to your tinctures if you don't like the taste of them. Because it's strong to just take a dropper full of something that's been sitting in Everclear, right?
Right.
It's pretty strong. It burns your tongue. You know, I always recommend putting your tincture in a little bit of water if it's too much. I don't take my tinctures, just drop them on my tongue and let everything burn, you know, I mean.
And if you're taking care of your health, you're hydrating all day anyway. So just add a little bit into one of them. And
that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a great suggestion because it can be pretty bitter, but I do always encourage people to take more bitters because we do need more in our diet.
Right. Because it
And it helps
revs
with the whole digestion.
That's right. It revs up our digestion. Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. we'll get toward the end of this, we will talk more about the classes because Lara is going to do some really great classes at the library this month. So we'd love to see any of you there. And if you have questions, you of course can email either one of us. But one of the things I think I want to, well, I think we'll take a quick break and then we will. I'm getting the nod. We have so much fun. I forget to take breaks. But when we come back, one of the things I really want to expand on is how do we, because I'm learning to trust herbal medicine too.
Right.
You know, we just take what the doctor says, but how do we start to trust the herbal medicine in our body? And I think it speaks to our intuition. So we will be right back. Thank you so much for listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
The Pondere Winery is celebrating another wonderful harvest. We are so excited for this amazing vintage of wine made here in Sandpoint. We continually work to keep our menu of delectable bites fresh and new. They're always made from scratch and seek to pair effortlessly with our award-winning wines. Come try October's Wine of the Month, our 2021 Merlot, with a Mountain Goat pizza while taking in artwork brought to us by the Switzers. We are located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open 12 to 8 Tuesday through Saturday. So come join us for a friendly visit and a glass of wine at the Pondere Winery.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
At Vive, we're celebrating this season by giving our customers more. More speed and better Wi-Fi so more families and more devices can stay more connected with Vive's fiber-powered network. Now save more on our best internet with the Ultimate Vive Gig Package for only $79.99 a month for the first 12 months when you autopay. Plus, unlimited data, free installation, and Eero whole home Wi-Fi. Sign up today at vivebroadband.com and get more with Vive. Offer ends December 31st, 2023. Not available in all areas. Taxes and fees extra. Visit vibebroadband.com for all restrictions.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 45% off the whole home security system named the best of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/radio to save big today. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, welcome back. I told Laura, I said, we're not going to have enough time. 1 hour is not enough time to talk about this magical topic. And it truly is magical. It was funny. One of the things we left on our last note, we talked about, you know, how do people build trust and confidence in herbal medicine. I know when I got the diagnosis 15, 20 years ago, I don't even know anymore. If someone said, here, have this tea, it'll help you. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Send me the doctor. Right. I'm going to, you know, do. And I did. I mean, I took an anti-anxiety thing before the, you know, when I got the diagnosis, that's scary. And then I had crazy leg syndrome and I took a baclofen and I took all of these things initially. I would not have trusted the tea. So how... Now, of course, I'm definitely swinging to the other side.
Right.
But tell us, and so I feel like I've done a great job integrating the two because, mm-hmm. but I've had to explore all of that on my own. I'm so grateful. Again, that's why I love to have you on the show because you're here now and you're a resource that is just, you're a diamond in the rough. Like to find this wisdom right here in Sandpoint is just, I'm like, thank you. I've probably been calling you in for a good 20 years, just saying. But tell us how people start to build confidence, and especially those out there listening and they're driving in their car or they're on lunch and they're feeling stressed out. How do they, and they're like, yeah, whatever. Right. It's easier to go to the doctor, but tell us what you would suggest there.
Well, you know, it can be hard, I think, because we're so conditioned culturally at this point, right?
Western.
Yeah. And I think that in order to build confidence, you do have to start small and you do have to start taking things. So, my story around that is I was in herb school and I was learning and we were drinking the teas, but I wasn't sick yet. I didn't have anything happen. And then I had strep throat happen. And strep throat can be pretty serious. Swollen throat. I couldn't swallow anymore. I had all of the white. And I went to the doctor mm-hmm. and I said, I didn't want to take the antibiotics. I wanted to try Usnea, my Usnea tincture, the spray that
and
I had made.
That's a plant.
And that's a plant. Okay. That's a lichen. And that's considered the natural antibiotic of herbal medicine.
The green moss.
Yes. Old man's beard.
Old man's beard. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And so it would be my first time treating myself. And she actually had me sign, like saying that she let me go, but I refused the medicine because I also have a heart murmur. So there was a lot of like scary.
A lot of scare.
Yeah, it was definitely scary for me. And I was only, my early 20s. But I was determined, okay, I'll give myself several days. I'm going to try it and then see what happens. And so I was just very consistent. And I made sure that I sprayed on my throat every you know, hour, and did my teas and did other things besides the Usnea tincture. But I remember Usnea was very specific for strep at the time when I was learning. And it did resolve. It resolved completely. I was able to not have to take any antibiotics or anything like that. And I was so proud of myself. And I remember like calling my mom, I took care of strep all by myself, mom, you know, and really starting to lean more into, I can do this.
I can do this, and this is possible.
Yeah.
I mean, this
I can
medicine,
take care of myself.
It kind of really, that light bulb, it's like, this stuff works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking during the break that, you know, all of the pharmaceuticals out there, I mean, they started most likely from some sort of a plant.
Yeah.
You know, aspirin, it was a great example. We talked about
like willows, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The willow.
The willow tree. Is where aspirin started. That's a pretty common knowledge.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just circling to Usnea, it is for an antimicrobial?
Yes. Yeah. It's an antibacterial. Antimicrobial. And it is used topically. It's used internally for infection, for fever, for like really like you can use it for cold and flu. But if you have like some kind of systemic infection, that kind of thing, that's when you would use Usnea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the struggle sometimes we have when we are diagnosed with something, to try to trust that this medicine can in fact help. I know that's been a challenge for me, and I'm using myself now as a little bit more of a guinea pig in different things with.
Right.
That's a great awareness.
And I think starting out with more things that work quickly, like if you're working on, say, your nervous system, that's a long time to work on. That the way herbal medicine works is that especially if you're working on your nervous system, it takes a while. It's not going to happen just at one time. But there is a plant, motherwort, Leonoris cardiaca. She works on the heart. If you're having heart palpitations, my recommendation is to take motherwort, and that helps to regulate that heartbeat in the middle of those heart palpitations. So if you're having especially during an anxiety attack. So not to say that that's the thing that you should try first, but that's something very specific that works very well in the moment. But doing things like if you have digestional.
But motherwort might even be a good long-term tincture to take.
Yes, it can be a good long-term tincture to take, mm-hmm. especially when you're having heart issues and heart problems. Yeah, okay. It helps to regulate the heartbeat and helps to move blood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I just think that's an incredible aspect that we just need to realize.
Yeah, and to start to trust more. Work on digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Do something if you really want to know if herbs work. Like I was saying earlier, drink some Senna tea. It's a laxative.
Senna tea is, and this is a great way for any of you out there just kind of starting to get a relationship. It's really a relationship with not only your herbalist, but also the plant itself. Yeah. You know, you really need to take time kind of getting to know the plant and to spend time in nature. You know, I was just up at this great hiking area up in outside of BC. And, you know, one of the new things that they're really talking a lot about is forest bathing and how you just go into the forest and you experience the terpenes and everything just coming into the system, which are relaxing you just by walking in nature. So that's something I always encourage people to do when they're listening to this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit further with Laura and expand on a couple of questions we might have.
Winter Ridge is hiring. Join a team where employees are seen and heard, hard work is rewarded, and internal growth is actively cultivated and encouraged. All positions come with competitive pay, on-the-job training, insurance at full time, store discounts, and more. Apply online via Indeed.com, WinterRidgeFoods.com, or send your resume to careers@WinterRidgeFoods.com. Winter Ridge, your community choice at the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Now's the time to get your seasonal flu vaccine at Sandpoint Superdrug. They're in stock now. They offer the quadrivalent flu vaccine for everyone, including high-dose quadrivalent for seniors over the age of 65. It's no charge deal with most insurance companies and only $30 if no insurance. Sandpoint Superdrug is more than an independent pharmacy. They're family-owned and operated with an eclectic selection to meet all your home and health needs. Located on Fifth Avenue. Stop in today.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, welcome back. We are on our last segment, so I want to thank you all for tuning in to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And I just always have such an enjoyment to doing this, but this one specifically, just listening to it's such an empowering way to jump into your own health and healing, not only using their brick and mortar but the wisdom, but it helps you start to take a little bit of control in your own health, whatever you're managing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of diagnoses out there right now. And by no means do I am grateful every day for Western medicine. So it's not an either or. It's a, how do you not go to Western for every little thing? Like, right. How can you start maybe like you did with your trusting the lichen?
Right. And even with this, something is, you know, as a baby who has like an ear infection or something like that, and doing
that's something I wished I would have known.
Garlic, yeah, I had, ear oil instead of antibiotics.
Surgeries,
right?
My son,
right?
And both
sometimes,
sons.
Right? And sometimes that's necessary, right? Like sometimes that's absolutely necessary.
But I
and
wished I would have maybe tried.
Tried,
that.
Right? So options,
yeah. Options. I'm waking up a little late, you know,
yeah.
But
no,
at least
yeah.
I'm getting up. I'm figuring it out as we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a better grandma, maybe.
Yeah, you know, and just remembering too, with all of this, with the integration and the healing, one of our main messages is that all healing is possible.
Absolutely. And that's something, you know, that's your mind, getting your mind right.
That's
and
right.
As you start to see those benefits, it's the little tiny baby steps. It's the little like, oh, the tea helped me not be constipated. The little
right.
tiny miles. It's the
yes.
baby milestones or the yes. float tank. I couldn't do the whole hour, but boy, for 10 seconds or 10 minutes in there, I felt completely in abyss and grateful and dropped into the moment. And I stopped worrying about all the terrible news that we see out around us at all times.
Right.
We're inundated with negativity.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And we have a negative bias. I mean, like
we
are built in with that. That's a survival skill, but we don't necessarily need it right now in this society anymore. We're not being chased by the bear. Some of us are because we're hunters, but for the most part, no, it's all perceived. And so we don't necessarily need that negative bias anymore.
And just the constant technology, we never, ever get that rest.
No.
And again, some of the things I really enjoy about the herbal medicine is it becomes a bit of a ritual. So you can, you know, sit and have your tea and just sit there and take a minute and sip on tea for a moment. Or you can take herbs and have them make a really nice bath bomb or bath salt and soak in some of those herbs so you get those in topically.
Yes.
Take a tincture. Mm-hmm. And those are all great ways to sort of slow the system in this busy world. And that moment, again, for me, that is probably the number one way I have helped heal the disease, is that slowing, really more mindful, more slowing down.
Yeah.
And I think that herbal medicine just complements that so nicely, right? Not racing to the doctor and saying, what do I need? Help me, help me. And that's good stuff too, but just, you know, really taking this into your body. So one of the things at the top of the hour I promised I would talk about is we are going into the crazy cold flu season, especially schools back in. So Laura is going to tell us about some things we can do in this last little bit of time we have together to support our immune system, and talk a little bit about her fire cider specifically, and then to some classes that she's going to be offering as we come into the end of our hour. So go ahead and tell us about how people out there listening or watching our live stream, how might they support their immune system? Just if they don't live in Sandpoint, what would you suggest? Or if they do, then there's options.
Right. So you can do little things to really help boost your immunity, just boost your system in general. For instance, you can do flavored salts that have different greens in them. So I will mix like parsley, green onion, and several different things with my salt. I'll blend it in the blender with regular sea salt, dry it out, and then I will use that to cook with. And that's adding a little bit of nutritional boost to your diet, right? Like every day kind of thing. So you can do that by adding herbs to it as well. So nettles, you can do milk thistle, you could do astragalus, you could do all kinds of different herbs that you powder or buy powdered and add into a mix for a seasoning or for a salt, and get that into everyone's system.
What a great idea.
Yeah, like micro doses all day long. Yeah. The original microdose.
Yeah, right. The safe one, the legal one. This is one we should do. Mm-hmm. So if you, that's crazy. So parsley, what would you suggest to if people are like, I'm inspired, I'm going to go home and I'm going to mix up some salt.
Yeah.
What would you suggest they add to it?
So if you're taking apart your gardens, which we are, like we took out all of our parsley, all of our basil, and I blend that in because I love that bright green color. So I blend that in fresh with my salt, and then green onion. I'll add green onion as well. You can do fresh garlic.
Try it first?
No. No, and I put it all in fresh and I blend it with the salt. So I'll do like 2 cups of salt and then just a small handful of each herb. So in total, there'll be like 2 cups of herb, 2 cups of salt, fresh herb to 2 cups of salt, and then in your blender. And then I'll add garlic, and garlic's such a big antimicrobial.
That's a great one for the immune system.
Right. And so this way, and the sky's the limit. You can add nettles. There's not going to be any fresh nettle in our part of the country right now, but
you can go into Dendrils and grab some.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can come in and get some dried. Again, you can do powdered astragalus. You could do ashwagandha. You can do maca. You could do all your favorite herbs and kind of mix them together. Add some sesame seeds, add some flax seeds, add some things that you would, and then put that you would normally like to have as an adjunct, right? Into your foods, and you can add it to a cheese shaker. And then add it to soups, add it to stews, add it to your stir fry, add it on top raw. Like you can do powdered kelp. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can get herbs into your daily diet as a nutritional boost. Your body totally recognizes them. They're not in a supplement form necessarily where you have to also digest the capsule. So
plus they might like flavor your avocado toast or your chicken or your steak or whatever you're eating. Yes. Rather than putting all these spices on your thing, you actually have it all kind of, you make your own little Johnny seasoning.
Right. Like I have one that has dried tomatoes from someone's garden that she made. And then she powdered the tomatoes and put them in. I mean, it's delicious. There's so many different ways and things that you can do.
Drying tomatoes is no easy task.
No.
That's love.
Yeah. And then you can do infused honeys. So you can do, say, a lemon peel honey where you're getting the vitamin C from the lemon into the honey. You can do an orange peel honey. So this is fresh. You're going to do fresh.
Just chop up.
Chop up the peel, like do the peels themselves, mm-hmm. chop it up, and make sure you get the white part. Right.
Yeah. Get the vitamin C.
That's right. And then you
super suggestion. And then use the honey in your
teas. Use the honey in your teas. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting that boost mm-hmm. every time. Or you give a little to your kids. Or you can add some chopped up garlic to that honey. So you do a little bit of garlic, a little bit of lemon in that honey. You just boil hot water. You take that. You put it in for your sore throat.
Okay, so getting into now we're moving kind of right into the fire cider. So that kind mm-hmm. of starts that conversation. Tell us what a fire cider is.
So fire cider is basically made up of a lot of different spicy or pungent plants like onion, horseradish, cayenne, all these different peppers. Like I use padrone. I use all different types of peppers, jalapeno. And then you can add greens because vinegar extracts minerals really well. It helps to extract minerals. So I'll add fresh greens to my fire cider. So cilantro, parsley, things that are high in different nutrients. And then you infuse your vinegar with the onion, with everything all together. And now you have this really pungent, that's the fire cider part. It's just the vinegar. And then after it's been sitting for several weeks, you strain it. And then that's what you take. You take little bits of that throughout the day, especially
in like a tincture form kind of a thing.
So I actually do it in a little glass. I'll pour about a shot's worth into a wine glass and pretend I'm like drinking something strong, which I am actually. It tastes very strong.
Very strong.
And it's meant to burn out the beginning stages of an illness. So if you're starting to feel sick or if someone around you is sick, you can take this fire cider. And I know fire cider is very popular. Lots of people do it. Lots of people love to make it.
I've seen it. I was buying it at Winter Ridge. I didn't even know that. But here you can make your own.
Yeah, you can absolutely make your own. And then when you add honey to it, it's called Oxymel. And so I definitely add, like, my children love fire cider with a little bit of honey. It's a little too strong for them to do without the honey.
Is there any alcohol in it?
No, okay. There's no alcohol. The vinegar will stay. It'll keep it. And I have a little bit left over from last year because I always keep mine because I like to do it with fresh plants or fresh roots in it.
That is terrific. Well, it's a wonderful thing. And on that note, this is a great time. You have a class. Go ahead and tell us as we end the hour.
Yeah.
Tell us about your classes coming up.
So I have classes at the library, the Sandpoint Library, October 28th. There's going to be one tea blending class. So we're going to learn how to blend three different teas. And then there's going to be a potions and elixirs class. And we're going to make a potion. And we're going to eat special candies and do all kinds of fun stuff for Halloween.
And those start at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yes. Okay. And then there's events. It's called Natural Connections, and there's events happening all day.
At the library?
At the library.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's wonderful. So there's one at 10 to learn to make the fire teas, and then fire cider in the afternoon. Is that it?
No.
Fire cider is going to happen.
Fire cider is going to happen at Tendril November 4th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so that's at noon.
Okay. Well, so 2 days to keep in mind as you're coming into this this beautiful, well, we're eventually going to get rain. I'm sure enjoy the heck out of this.
I know.
I really am I'm so grateful. I cannot thank you enough for coming and sharing so freely your beautiful wisdom. And
thank you.
Yeah, and again, if anybody out there is listening and, you know, you've got a young one, I mean, Laura is just obviously an incredible, a bit of wealth of knowledge for us. So stop by Tendril's, pay her a visit, go online, send her a message, and she can help with any you know, kid type diagnoses, and try maybe this afternoon. You know, one of the things is make one of those herbal salts. So I think some of that could be really fun. So thank you for your time. We are just ending the hour, and I want to thank all of our listeners and anybody out there who watched on our live stream. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I just wish you all an absolutely beautiful day. And you're listening to Lindy at letyourcolorout.com, and have a beautiful day.
Online at NorthIdahoRadio.com. On air at 97.1, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and 1450 KPFI Bonners Ferry.